You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm rocking, man. Should I have more Gatorade? Hey, AC, bring it in from the other room when I stop talking, which means never. Now, let's go through this. We've got JP Perez. He's the development and finance guy over at Related Group. And we got David Staples. He's the sales guy from Fortune that heads up the team over at Auberge. And I got to tell you what my wife just sent me. And guys, write this down because this is a perfect tagline. My wife says, we're moving to the Related Project Organic. Yes, give them a deposit tonight. Honey, you've got my debit card, so you give them the deposit. But that's it. That's it. You branded it. My wife branded it. What a freaking focus group she is. It's the organic building. And people pay up for organic. They can't get enough from organic. How am I doing, David?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you're selling this beautifully for us.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just kibitzing here with two friends. We had Cindy giving me the beautiful, hi, Cindy, David. Don't get PO'd at the guy that just cut you off in traffic. JP, let's go to you. You're building a community here at the Arch Center Auberge. You're building a community up on 32nd or 31st on Biscayne. Oh, gosh, help me out. I'm brain cramping. I look at
Edgewater.
Edgewater, but it's called Paraíso.
Paraíso.
The Paraíso community. My God, stretching to the sky, changing the face. You know, you and your team there. What is the next thing, JP, that's on the Related calendar as they continue to execute here in the local market for locals?
I think the next thing would be to move to Wynwood. Wynwood's, if you go there now on Saturday, Sunday, any time during the weekend, you see just tons of people walking there, and there's not a there's no residential yet. So I would say that's the next movement in Miami.
You know, we tried to do residential, but the land use just wouldn't let you do it. Now you got Moish Manis trying to make his big vision happen. I know that I've walked into your office and seen top secret designs, perhaps, for programs in the Edgewater and Wynwood area. Carlos, I'm outing you, man. Now, David, how would you go about talking about, I would call it the west side of Edgewater, which even though it doesn't have water, it's got walkability and it's got the action.
We definitely have the walkability. The whole cultural arts center is being developed really within about a 3-block radius of where we are. And what we're going to add to it is going to be a first-class restaurant based on the Auberge Napa brand, which is going to have amazing organic food and the best wines from California. And I don't think there's going to be a walkability factor like this anywhere else except possibly the Brickell area, which is getting pretty intense right now.
You know, I've had Carlos on, and we compare Brickell, and we compare that to Biscayne Boulevard. And I know why you guys have been picking up the sites up and down Biscayne Boulevard, because he sees Biscayne Boulevard as actually having better bones in the long run than Brickell. And I tend to agree with him. JP, what's your thoughts?
No, I would agree too. I don't think you're going to have in Brickell. You're already seeing it. There's definitely already a congestion, and on Biscayne Boulevard, you definitely have less congestion for a lot longer. And also, like David was saying, you don't have the amenities as far as the Arts Center, the museum, the American Airlines Arena, nowhere near as close as you have it in Brickell. In Brickell, you still got to walk over the bridge, walk probably another mile and a half. When this one's a 5-minute walk.
Well, you guys were great. I was better. I'm just kidding. I hope you guys had a lot of fun. AC's cracking up back there. Am I in rare form today, AC?
Hey, you are top form.
I love it, man. I'm performing for my new sponsors, the Related Group. You know, this is the part of the show where I thank the sponsors. I'm going to thank the Related Group. I hope that you guys will come back. I hope that you'll listen and tell your friends. You'll email blast me. That's to you, Miss Twitter handle person up at Related Group. So we're going to get started and run it. I got them all together here. I want to thank the Related Group,